Clippity Clip Podcast.
Welcome everyone to the Clippity Clip Podcast. I am your host, VCEO Zoomoder Rank. Let's start off with more free agency news. So the Warriors retaliated the Lakers signing DeMarcus Cousins. Cousins signed a one-year deal for $5.3 million. NBA fans and players were shocked when the announcement was made, making the Warriors unstoppable to beat for the upcoming season of 2018-19. DeMarcus told the media that no one offered him a contract, so he decided to join the Warriors. However, the Pelicans did offer him a two-year $40 million deal before he got injured. DeMarcus Cousins declined the offer. Other free agents are off the list is Julius Randle signed with the Pelicans $18 million for 2 years. Tyreke Evans, one of the guys that I wanted to sign with the Clippers, signed with the Pacers for $12 million a year. Steph Curry agreed with the Blazers, 2 years, $6 million deal. Raul Neto signed with the Jazz for $4.4 million for 2 years. Jeff Green signs with the Wizards, 1 year, $2.5 million. Michael Carter Williams signs a 1 year deal for $1.8 million with the Rockets. Dwight Howard signs with the Wizards, 1 year for $5.3 million. Dante Exum re-signs with the Jazz for 3 years for $33 million. JJ Redick re-signs with the 76ers for 1 year for $12 million. Derek Favors re-signs with the Jazz for 2 years for $36 million. Dirk Nowitzki re-signs with the Mavs for 1 year for $5 million. Clippers had a conversation with Kevon Looney, and he decided to re-sign with the Warriors for 1 year for $1.5 million. 76ers acquired Wilson Chandler from the Nuggets. That also includes a 2021 second-round pick and rights to swap on 2022 second-round pick for a minimal cash consideration. And Avery Bradley re-signs with the Clippers for 2 years for $25 million. The San Antonio Spurs have requested for Brandon Ingram, Kyle Kuzma, Josh Hart, 2 first-round picks and 2 swapping draft picks from the Lakers for Kawhi Leonard. Leonard's desire to play with the Lakers is uncertain as negotiation continues. The uncertainty of Leonard wanting to play with LeBron James and the Lakers comes in two factors. One, the Lakers signed JaVale McGee, Lance Stephenson, Rajon Rondo, and re-signed Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. This team, on paper, might be a 4 or 5 seed, 6 if any injuries occurred. So it's a playoff team that won't pass through the second round due to the Warriors or Rockets. Secondly, the second best player is Brandon Ingram. Under the wing of the King, Ingram can surpass Leonard if Ingram stays healthy. This does concern Leonard in multiple factors. He's been injured before, and re-injuring a nagging injury can sideline him and lose his starting job. Can Leonard and James attract other superstars to join with the Lakers to take down the Warriors, as PG-13 decided to stay within OKC? Leonard wants to be at home in Los Angeles for the Los Angeles market, and if he won't sign with the Lakers in 2019, then he definitely will sign with the Clippers. If he doesn't get traded away in the coming days or months, basically we have to wait until 2019 if he's willing to join with the Lakers or sign with the Clippers. Other requests the Spurs asked was 3 draft picks and 2 players on the current roster of the 76ers. And now for my thoughts. Clipper Nation, I'm going to start with the word I said before in my early podcast, is patience. This Clippers team on paper is healthy. If they're healthy, they can reach to the playoffs. I mentioned that the Clippers should focus on Tobias Harris. He's the face of the franchise. I see it because I watch his work ethics. He's working really hard to get better and be better and wants to play. As for Leonard, the only way to get Leonard is if Steve Ballmer have a 4-year, $180 million contract extension to make sure Leonard won't see the free agency of 2019. Honestly, I see him traded with the 76ers or Celtics, you know, to have some superstars on the East to contend against the Warriors or Rockets. Now, this is nothing to do with the NBA or the Clippers. What I'm about to talk about right now, or say to you guys right now, a few nights ago on live television for the 2019 qualifying World Cup match between Australia and the Philippines, the Australians were ahead 79-48 with 4 minutes to go when Philippine guard Roger Bagoy elbowed Chris Goulding. Teammate Daniel Kickert aggressively retaliated on Bagoy, then sparked an all-out brawl that included punches, elbows, kicks, and objects hurled at players. After a delay for more than 30 minutes, the match officials assessed the melee with 13 players ejected, 9 from the Philippines and 4 from Australia. Benches were not cleared during the altercation. Only the Philippines bench was cleared. You can clearly see it, you get to watch it on YouTube. You clearly see a bunch of yellow jerseys, including Matthew Dellavedova, restraining the bench to stay put. You could clearly see it. The game continues, pretty much the game continues on with only 3 players left for the Philippines and 5 for Australia, and the game ended in foul out from the Philippines, and Australia won the game basically. Both teams qualified to the next round. However, due to this brawl, there will be consequences for their actions. FIBA will announce disciplinary actions in the coming days. There's a lot in my mind when this incident happened. I thought about it. What if the Philippines were facing the US team and Bagoy, you know, elbowed Lillard or Curry? Anyone down there, and I'm talking about DeMarcus Cousins and Draymond Green, you know, we know for sure they're going to retaliate for doing that. I mean, it's unacceptable. It's very disgusting. This should have never happened. And just thinking, if it would have been the USA team, how would they react? I don't know if it goes down to kicks and punches and chairs thrown or whatever, but it should have never happened, period. And the worst part is that there's pictures and videos and a lot of evidence on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, you name it, fans getting into it, fans punching Australian players. It's very disgusting, and it's much more disgusting when the vice chairman of the Philippines basketball body, basically Robert Bruno, defends the player. He said, and I quote, "I think we stood our ground, and I think I'm proud of the Gilas Pilipinas boys for standing our ground, fighting for the Filipino people." End quote. Robert Bruno, are you retarded? Standing in our ground for what? Being humiliated, losing by a dozen points, standing in our ground for throwing chairs, standing in our ground? Are you serious? Are you for real? Look, I get it. For quite some time, I know the Filipinos have endured a lot. You know, they have a lot of patience. They try to find a way not to be negative. They try not to get angry. They tend to hide their anger a lot. But this anger that just came out, that was unleashed, really? Because you're losing in your home court territory by a dozen points? Like, it would realistically happen if the Philippines were to face the USA team or whoever that is better, faster, and downright outscored this Philippine team. I mean, honestly, it's totally unacceptable for being angry over a basketball game. I mean, it's just a basketball game, period. I understand it's humiliating. You're down by a dozen points. I get it. We've seen it. We witness it. We get frustrated that you're losing by a bunch of points. You know, as a fan, you get frustrated that the team is losing by a dozen points. We all get it. But this game should have finished basically off the fourth quarter. It doesn't matter if it was a lopsided game. It doesn't matter if the game was humiliated. It really doesn't matter. It should have ended with, you know, shaking hands and talk to the reporters about the loss, go home. And instead, this anger came out of nowhere. The whole Filipino bench just left and started to fight. That's how you guys lost 9 players being tossed, basically. Losing at your home court was pretty much on the top of the scale, and it's just disgusting. The worst part is more disgusting taking selfies after the brawl. I mean, that's totally unacceptable. You know, unprofessional, this unsportsmanlike conduct shouldn't have happened. It should have never happened, and it did. I know, I think everybody already knows that the Philippines are disqualified from the tournament. I think everybody already knows that. I know that most likely the whole entire team and staff, coaching staff and everyone else, can no longer participate in y las Filipinas. There's going to be a lot of disciplinary action between the four players of Australia and basically the rest of the team of the Philippines. And I said it again, this should have never had happened, but it did. It happened in the Philippines, and basically now the Philippines have to pay the price for this brawl. Basically, I don't know if they want to go and defend themselves because there's nothing there to defend. You see Pagoy elbowed, and then the retaliation of kick art, and it just all went downhill from there. The sad, honest truth is when you start seeing the video and a lot of people are saying that both benches are cleared, and then you clearly see that the Australian bench, we're at the Australian bench, they never moved, but the whole Filipino bench, they did move. And that's how you lost your 9 players. That's how you ended up only with 3 players to play the game. This should have never had happened. I hope, you know, the vice chairman of the Philippines, Robert Bruno, I hope he gets fired. I hope something drastic would happen, because these things have to change. Drastic change, drastic measures, all of this have to change. And if you keep this guy around, I think FIBA will definitely never let Philippines play basketball again for the World Cup, let alone to the Olympics. You know, this will be one of the situations that I think that everybody has to pay attention to. Keep in mind that these players, you know, it was just in the heat of the moment, but they have to suffer the consequences. And that's my show for today. If you guys got any questions and want to be part of the show, contact me via Twitter at @CClipPodcast. This is Zumoto Rain. Good night.
The bumper for the pod. Bingo! Clippity clip.